Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Why, hello, and welcome to episode 106 of the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver, my friend, my compatriot, my buddy, Mr. Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. And hi, Dad.
Wow. Oh, was that to your dad or you're calling me dad? Well, I'm so confused.
I don't know.
Okay. I like your dad. Your dad is awesome.
He's the greatest.
He's one of the greatest.
He is. The other day he said, I just opened up my phone on Wednesday and there was no episode and I was so disappointed.
Yeah. I've gotten that a lot from a handful of people. So, you know, we're working on it. And yeah, actually, I sent somebody a message saying, hey, do you want to come in real quick? And she didn't see it until like 2 days ago. By then it was too late, you know, so she's slacking also. You know who you are, Miss She.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, it's weird. So yeah, she's just busy, you know. I guess. I don't know. So what's new? What's happening over in Jackson? What's new in your part of the world?
Dude, I don't even know where to start.
We haven't talked in like 2 weeks. So, well, on here. Actually, like we haven't. You've been busy.
Not just me. Come on. Throw me under the bus.
I'm not busy. I'm semi-retired at my age.
Yeah, I had nothing going on last weekend.
Oh, true. Okay, so there's the bus. Right? Yeah. Fine. Well, I went and visited my daughter. We got to go visit family weekend. We went to visit Avalon. It was awesome to see her. Really was. I mean, it's also oddly, we do speak to her a lot lately. Like this last month, we've probably spoken to her more than we did this previous 6 months. But she misses us. We miss her. Had a great weekend. Parker didn't have the best weekend. He had an allergy attack day on Saturday, so he was stuck in the hotel all day for the most part. So,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's cool. You went up to
Asheville.
UNC Asheville?
UNC Asheville, which is awesome. Like I said, great to see her. We decided not to spend the money. So they wanted money for the family weekend, but like it covered a picnic and like casino night to win prizes. And I thought the better of it. So we just did our own tour with our daughter. And then we just used that money for an expensive picnic towards like three meals, which made a lot more sense.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that,
that's pretty cool. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Hopping around college campus with your parents and younger brothers.
Right. But, you know, it's a small campus she's happy. So that's good.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. I'm sure she is thriving. She's a smart and talented young person.
She is. And, you know, lo and behold, she hasn't had a drop of alcohol in the last, you know, since college. She's been there for a month. And she's like the mom of the dorm room, of her dorm floor and stuff. And so like everyone else's party. Here's the kicker. She literally called and spoke to Ellen and said, thank you for raising me the way you did and for raising all three of the kids. Because she's in a psych class, you know, like a freshman psych, and she's learning things about this and that. And she realizes how much we weren't helicopter parents. We gave all of our kids enough room for freedoms, but with expectations and some control and checking in with stuff. So now she really does get that. And these other kids apparently did not have that. They had no freedoms and they are going off the rails.
Wow.
Yeah. Like they're just doing, experimenting. And that's okay. You know, you're going to do stuff in college, be smart, ideally be safe. But our daughter is pretty level headed. She's making really good decisions.
That's wild. Yeah. When freedom is handed to you and you just don't know what to do with it.
That's a problem.
It's like when new inexperienced users are handed a WordPress site, you know, just to bring it back home here.
Right.
And they just don't know what to do. And they just go off the rails.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It happens.
And then people like you have to come and clean up the mess.
Yep. That's it. It is what it is. So anyway.
Yeah.
So, and you, how's been your last week and a half, 2 weeks? What do you busy doing these days?
Oh, just so much. I don't even honestly know where to begin. I did see Dennis Rodman yesterday. That was interesting.
Oh, that's right. You were at by the time this comes out, like you were at a conference.
Right.
Like a media, social media
drove conference. Into Detroit and went to a digital marketing event. And
how was that? Was that good?
I was in the front row and I got to see Dennis Rodman answer questions in a very non-substantial manner and learned nothing from it, but I saw him.
That's cool.
Seth Godin spoke after that, and that was very inspiring. And also saw Rand Fishkin speak and learned a lot from them and many of the other experienced internet marketing professionals who got on stage and took lots of notes, and I learned a lot of things. And gosh, marketing changes fast.
Would you ever want to speak at that type of event?
Sure. You know me.
Yeah. Microphone, you're good to go.
Anytime I'm at one of those things, all I'm doing is like something akin to, like, what do we have better than drooling? Like, I'm looking at the stage and just like, I want to be on that stage.
Yeah.
It just looks so cool.
Speaking of meeting people, I actually just met the Holderness family two nights ago.
Who is that?
You don't know the Holdernesses?
No.
They're on YouTube originally. They did the pajama, they do the mock video stuff, like the songs. They rewrite songs.
Uh-huh.
You've never seen the Penn and Kim Holderness.
He
used to be a newscaster here locally, and they did a video that went viral, and now they do this. They have a YouTube channel, and they also have a podcast now as well, kind of like about marriage and relationships and parent rearing.
Oh, you know, sure.
But super nice couple. They're doing really well at this point. You know, they've left their day jobs. You would recognize, maybe you might recognize it, but they've done probably a couple dozen of these videos back to school. It just, they'll rewrite a very Weird Al Yankovic-esque style, you know.
Right,
right. Like what you do. They're almost up there to what your level is.
Oh, dang. Okay, so they're really...
They're good.
Yeah, right. Okay. I might have seen some. I've seen some of those sort of things.
You might recognize them if you saw him.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, so that's neat. I was at a podcasting meetup two nights ago, so they were there.
Nice.
FYI, this was the best location ever for a podcasting meetup. I'll tell you why. It was 2.1 miles from my house.
Oh,
I've never been to a meetup closer in my life. Next time I'm going, and I sent you that link I sent you, I mean, the photo of the beers to pick.
That's
where I was. I do that a lot. I send you a menu. Which one should I pick? And you never get back to me in time. So on the back of that one page I sent you was a porter. I went with a porter.
You're getting a little bit predictable at this point.
Well, I changed it up when I was actually out in Asheville. I did go with a Hefeweizen, I believe is what it was.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. Well, that's something.
Yeah, it is. So cool. Mm-hmm. Anything else newsworthy? Update for you worthy. I'm sorry.
I saw an apple tree in the park, and it only had apples on one half of the tree, on one side, and it looked really strange. So I thought you should know.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. That is weird. All right.
Yeah.
Good to know. All
right. Okay. Nothing else.
Okay. This is the point at which we do talk about everything that's new. All right, we got a couple things here. I'll start with the first one. There's a company called, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. It's either Duda or Duda, D-U-D-A. Apparently, they nabbed $25 million to take on, the quote is, this is over at TechCrunch, to take on WordPress with a web development platform aimed at agencies. You know, this is timely in a sense because, you know, Automattic announced the $300 million raised from Salesforce. It's not just Salesforce, one of the divisions, you know, whatever, foundation.
Sure, whatever.
So
it
gives a $3 billion valuation to Automattic. It also just snapped up Tumblr, yada, yada. So now, apparently Duda, they have like 560,000 websites built on this platform. They're really going after the market of, you know, agencies, I guess, and digital agencies and SaaS, SaaS platforms, right? So.
Right.
Yeah. Had you ever heard of Duda or Duda before this?
No, man. I know.
Either had I.
You know how many site building platforms there are? Do you have any idea?
Four.
I'll tell you. I want you to do this. Think of a really big number. Think of the biggest number you can even think of.
Okay.
And then double it.
Wow, 2 kajillion.
That's how many site builders there are in the world right now.
That's like one per person.
Ridiculous. and this headline is just hyperbole. It is blown up. So okay, whatever. There's a cool platform, but taking on WordPress, come on. There are dozens of plugins that you have never even heard of, which are on more websites than a platform like this.
This reminds me, I don't know if I ever told the story. So many years ago, there was this other platform that was trying to be the WordPress killer, right? And I love this story, and I'll tell you why. Because a friend of mine, Joanne, she'll never listen to the show. She wants to be so badly an influencer for influencer's sake. She doesn't it just kind of drives my friend Damon and I kind of crazy. Yeah. She jumped in early on Periscope when that was like the big hot thing. She kept always bounces around. Anyway, so before that, she jumped in on this other platform, this other WordPress killer, something blogging, I don't know, whatever it was, and it was based on like almost an MLM. The video, they had a video. I'll have to find it and put a link in the show notes if I can. They had a video about like how the founders lived this great lifestyle, had the nice house in Florida overlooking the water, the canals, had the boats, the open shirt, the khaki. You know what I mean? You know that like that style?
Yeah.
But the best part of this whole thing, which I loved, was the coming soon page. So literally you would sign up as the top person and you'd have the people underneath you and you'd sell it for $30, $50, $100 a month and you those kind of things, right?
Oh, geez.
The kicker was this. The site that said coming soon, like to sign up for and to get information, was a WordPress site. It's like, if you're the WordPress killer, why aren't you using your own platform?
Terrible. That's so silly. That's so silly.
Yeah, it's crazy. So.
But they probably weren't raising $25 million. And that's nothing to sneeze at, I guess. No. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
But whatever. Yeah. Still, I mean, you can make money. You don't have to, like, that's the thing. Like, the pool is so big. It's so enormous that you don't need to take on WordPress or be the WordPress. You don't need to be WordPress to actually make money in this pool. There are markets out there where basically if you're not the leader, you're not making money. They're really dominated. It's a true monopoly. This is not that market. Right. There's so much money in this pool that you could be like an insignificant unknown player and still be highly profitable.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
it's not, WordPress is not the only place where there's money in this market.
I know.
Not at all.
Right. I know. It's crazy.
There are other platforms that are household names right now that compared to WordPress have insignificant numbers, like tiny, tiny numbers compared to WordPress, and are making tons of money and raising venture capital and just they're blowing up.
Yeah. I'm starting one on Monday.
Yeah, and you'll probably do just fine.
I'm starting blog press worder.
You might want to focus group that one.
Okay. Awesome. And did you want to read the other news item? Because it's kind of connected to this. It's similar.
Yeah, it's kind of following on the late side, this topic. But this just happened yesterday or the day before. Mm-hmm. Acquia mm-hmm. was essentially acquired mm-hmm. For $1 billion.
Crazy.
This is nuts. This is wild. And lots of things to go over here. It's kind of a fun topic. Now, Acquia. Okay. Some of you, maybe you don't know, but you've probably heard of Drupal. Acquia is to Drupal as Automattic is to WordPress. Essentially, that's the best comparison that we can make. Mm-hmm. You know, Automattic is like the founder of WordPress or the co-founder of WordPress started a commercial arm of the project.
Same thing on the Drupal side.
On the Drupal side, Dries started the Drupal project when he was a young kid in 2000, and then later started Acquia, this commercial arm to it. And Acquia is practically as big as Automattic, 900 plus employees, mm-hmm. An enormous company, also with a path to IPO, just like Automattic has. And so both Automattic and Acquia have received major funding recently. It's slightly different, but still they're like highly comparable companies, especially you might be surprised considering the fact that like in the CMS market, WordPress has like according to whatever the best data we have, mm-hmm. WordPress has like a 61.4% share of that market and Drupal has a 3.1% share.
Right.
That's like tiny in comparison. And yet somehow like there's just as much money.
And Drupal developers charge more. It's just it's a whole separate. We could peel that onion and we can. That's a whole tangent.
Right. Drupal has pursued a kind of a different market mm-hmm. than WordPress has a little bit, and so Automattic and Acquia are highly comparable companies in terms of their size and profitability and their investment, their lifespan, and so on. But they're huge, and so they just were acquired by Vista something or other. Mm-hmm. Some investment company which has 60 other companies in its portfolio.
Right.
Vista
Equity Partners bought them for $1 billion. Right.
Right. For $1 billion.
That's a lot of money.
That's wild. Yeah. This is interesting to me. Well, this starts a lot of conversations, or like reignites conversations, which have been ongoing for the last couple of years. Because to set the stage, 2018 and 2019, what are we seeing? We're seeing open source projects getting acquired by corporations.
Mm-hmm.
The list goes on and on. But last year we saw Magento get bought by Adobe.
Mm-hmm.
We saw GitHub get purchased by Microsoft.
Right.
We saw Red Hat get purchased for an enormous sum, like $34 billion by IBM. Salesforce has now become a significant stakeholder in Automattic. And Vista bought Acquia for $1 billion. These are major open source projects which have existed for, you know, in the long end, close to 20 years, in the short end, like maybe 10 years. Well, I guess Red Hat maybe has been a little longer, but anyway, these are big open source projects getting snapped up by corporations, and it's like there's a lot to think about and question. What does this mean
mm-hmm.
right now? Most of us, I think the funny thing is that most of us are so entombed in the WordPress bubble that we have this tendency to think, actually think that things like the latest hashtag WP drama or whatever features get included in the next release or the battle over Gutenberg this or API that and so on, those are the things that are the signs of the end times, or they will be the downfall of the platform, or we'll divide this community, or there's some fork that's going to do whatever. Like, no, that's kind of nonsense. If things are actually going to dramatically change to the point where our careers look quite different in a few years than they do now, it's going to be because true actual giants decided to step in and adopt this cute little open source project and pat it on the head and say, great job, kiddo. Look at you. Look at the neat little things you did all by yourself. Why don't you take this little pile of money and go play so us grown-ups can take it over from here? And then they do whatever they want with the project. They're extremely powerful giants, and these projects are they're little.
So let me ask you real quick. So I think you're right. I think in the scope of the world and industry that we're in, we think everything like, oh my gosh, we live and die by, you know, whatever's coming out, podcasts and news. And these acquisitions and these investments. But do you think that Pippin will sell Sandhills for $1 billion?
What? What are you talking about?
Because that's what people want to know. I mean, everyone has a number, right? Everyone has a price. I mean, I would sell all my properties for less than $1 billion for sure.
Yeah. I don't know. Probably.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. I think
nobody would offer that because
it's no valuation.
I mean, Pippin is transparent about our figures every year, so anybody can go and look and know that we're earning in the seven figures.
Right.
And whatever. There have been the company has been approached before, so this is not a discussion about our company.
Right.
Obviously, you're just being facetious a little bit, but.
Yeah. I mean, I can tell you
probably.
So when Salesforce when this came out a week or two ago, some people in the community, some people in my space in the space of my life as well, saw this, you know, and saw the investments. Even my parents, you know, they go, "What's this mean?" So I gave them my feedback and my opinion on what made it come as far as the IPO and down the line, or a spinoff of one of the divisions within WordPress. You know, I see changes coming. Like you said, how does that affect us right now? It doesn't. How does it affect our careers and 2 to 5 years? We don't know. If we had that crystal ball, then fantastic. I'm going to invest.
Yeah.
I'm going to know what to invest in. But right now, you know, it's just the daily day. It's the day-to-day grind of all this. But what I wanted to mention, I pulled out a quote here for people to kind of, I want to read this. The Vista, for example, Vista, they acquired Marketo back in 2016. Marketo is an email marketing company. Mm-hmm. They acquired them in 2016 for $1.8 billion in cash. And then, of course, they go through, they cut costs, they let some people go, whatever it is, they fix up the company, they prop it back up. And they sold it to Adobe last year for $4.7 billion. So 2 years and like $3 billion profit. So that's what they do. That's crazy scale.
Mm-hmm.
to be able to do that, in my opinion. I mean, that, you know, that's a lot.
It is. It is wild to be able to accomplish that in such a short time. But I'm super curious, I guess, going back to the questions of major open source projects being snapped up by true enormous corporations. Will we look back on this period of time, the first two decades of this new millennium, as either a time where open source was popular? Like, you remember back in, like, between 2000 and 2020, and, like, open source was kind of a big deal? Remember that?
Those were the days.
Those were interesting times. Yeah, it was crazy. There were, like, communities of people contributing to open source. And remember, like, the GPL license and, like, all those things? Is that going to be the outcome? Is that the future? Or is it? Are we going to look back and say, that was the era where it all started, and the future has a lot more open source? Will all these corporations embrace open source, not just snap it up when it gets big enough to, like, have commercial interest to them, but will these giant corporations begin to, I don't know, like, fully lean on it and make it viable in a way that it's never been?
We'll see.
I don't really know, but this is a strange trajectory that these projects take. Mm-hmm. From the created by some college kid, and
I'm going to go further back from when you were even younger, and, you know, I was like, you know, because we have the 15, 16 years between us, actually 17 years. You know, I remember Apple coming out, period. For the most part, 1977, 78. I remember when I got my first computer, my first Apple. I remember the Mac commercial. I remember seeing the Mac. And everyone thought, because, you know, back in the day, Steve Jobs versus Wozniak, they were partners, yes, but Woz wanted it one way. Jobs saw the marketing and sales and the monetization the other way, and then came back as the visionary of the design and all that stuff and how things had to really look and work together seamlessly. The same thing happened. You know, I mean, he redefined desktop computing as we know it, right? And now Apple is no longer Apple Computer Company. It's just Apple Inc. So, you know, time will tell where this goes. From my experience, because I have that knowledge from, you know, just because I'm older than you, I'd say don't fret. Seriously, I'd say it's something to keep in mind, something to pay attention to, but nothing right now that you and I, in our roles and our positions in the space we're in, can control.
Yeah. You know, well, that's true.
You know.
Well, and you're right. But also, don't worry. I'm not stressed.
Okay.
I'm like super chill about this.
Yeah, I know. But I don't want listeners to think like, "Man, Kyle's off the rails. He's like with open source. Nothing is changing tomorrow. Nothing's changing in 2019 or 2020." No. But you're right. No. In 2030, let's say in 10 years from now, once we're at episode 5,000, we'll bring this back up.
We could look back and say, right, you know, how did that all shake down? You remember when, like, all those things were getting bought up?
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely changes coming. Absolutely. Oh, that is the constant in life. So,
but there's changes coming for everybody, not just us.
No, not just us.
That's the thing. Like, I'm so chill about this. I am not worried. I don't, whatever the outcome is.
Can your voice go any higher?
Not really.
Okay, good. All right.
I'm chill about this, but changes are coming for everybody. And whatever those changes mean, like, we'll just do that.
Right.
Like, if we're not working with WordPress in the future, we'll work with whatever the other thing is.
Right. Micro.blog, whatever it may be.
It's going to be fine.
Yeah. You know what you are stressed about, though, is the next thing in the news.
What is in the news? Oh. I'm not stressed. Okay. I'm pretty chill about it. It's going to be good.
Yeah. So as this show drops, what's the date next Wednesday? Is that the first or second?
Something like that.
Of October. So WordCamp Jackson is like 2 days later from when this episode comes out.
Right. If you're listening to this, you should come.
Right. Literally, I'm looking at the calendar right now. So if this comes out on October 2nd, WordCamp Jackson, Michigan is the 4th and 5th. If you go, if all of you go, all of our listeners, I will go. Just tweet me that you're going and I will get there. But I need everyone there. Like, I need, So, so I'm excited for everyone to show up. So that's cool.
Dad, I got to get you a ticket.
Yeah. also coming up is WordCamp US at the end of October. It's October 31st, November 2nd. And what's most important about that is I will be there. I am an organizer.
What's most important?
No. Okay. Is that you and I, along with our other respective shows, not really, just still you and I, and Joe from WP Buffs and Christy, we're all going to be there. We're doing a coffee get together.
That's right. And dear listeners, we want to see you there in person, and we will purchase a coffee for you.
Right. Very small coffee, just like a little sampler cup that you get at Trader Joe's.
We're going to carry a flask in our backpack.
And when it takes a sip. So we'll put more information about that as we get closer, like the date and time and where to go and how to get your ticket. All right. So that is it in the news. All right, this one is cool. Justin Tadlock is saying goodbye to Theme Hybrid. Theme Hybrid was his shop.
Yep.
And he's taking the role that Jeff Chandler left over at WP Tavern.
How neat is that?
Very cool.
Way to go, JT.
Yes, so very cool. So congratulations to him and to the team at Tavern, etc. Anything else? Yeah. Anything else in changes? I don't think so.
Well, not that I'm remembering.
Okay. Good. All right, I'm gonna go first because it's in the order there. I'm wearing the Get Options shirt that you got me.
Love it.
Way back. Was it last year? This year, Dayton?
I don't know. It looks good though.
Thanks. Yeah. I'm drinking coffee and water times two, meaning I've had two cups of coffee at the moment. I'm almost empty of this cup, and I've drank two hydro flasks of water already this morning. So there you go, Dustin. Take that. and I'm reading two new books, actually. I just got these from the library. One of them is an architecture book. It's called Architecture Explained, The World's Greatest Buildings Explored and Explained. There it is right there.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
When I was up and we were in Asheville, when I go to different towns and stuff, I always look at buildings and I like old buildings, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? It's been an old passion of mine. I haven't really formally looked into architecture in a long time. I was an art history major for a solid semester back in college. So I got a book from the library. I want to kind of learn about basics of architecture, old architecture, and then maybe get something more relevant and or niche down from there. But I just want to start there.
Neat.
And the other book I got is actually Python for Dummies.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Because my son...
You learned about snakes?
Yes.
Reptiles. They're cool.
Yeah.
They're cool.
No, Python, the programming language. Carson's in a Python class. He's kind of struggling a little bit, but it's not nearly as... It's high school's faster more than junior high school was or middle school was, so he's just trying to keep up with the Python class, and I kind of want to see if I can't learn it a little bit to help him just be somewhat knowledgeable. So I installed the latest version on my Mac, and so I got that. So that's what I'm reading. What do you got?
Wow. What? Oh, I'm wearing a Jetpack t-shirt that was printed on site at WordCamp US, maybe last year. I don't know. I'm drinking some apple cider and I'm reading a book called Traction.
I've heard good things about that book. So
yeah, me too. That's why I'm reading it.
Right on. Okay. Hey, Kyle, do you know what time it is?
Time. Yeah. I'm so conflicted about the Apple Watch thing. I see you've got one and I cannot make up my mind about wanting one or not. I don't wear a watch right now, so it might be a bit silly, but I like the look of a traditional watch and being able to look at your wrist and know what time it is, but it's also like a style thing. And I don't know.
Okay. It's not
time
to talk about the Apple Watch. We could talk about the Apple Watch on adamsapple.com, but for right now, it's questions. It's this. Just going to say. I'm going to cut you off. It's questions time. That's right. You sent them in. We read them, we researched them, and now it's time to give you some options! Yeah! Option one, I'll sell you my Apple Watch Series 4 for $500.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know if I want one yet.
Okay, yeah.
I'm a late adopter of almost all technologies, though.
Yep. You're still using an abacus, right?
What?
Ask your dad. Okay. First question. This is sent in by Michelle Ames. Thanks for the question, Michelle. We love Michelle. How mm-hmm. do you find a mentor?
How do you...
I have a couple options here.
I do as well.
I probably have more than you. I probably have.
You probably do.
Yeah. Do you want to? So why don't you go first, and then I can pontificate after that, because I have a lot here.
Okay. I don't think you need one, Michelle.
I'm done. I'm already out.
Okay. Here's the thing. It's 2019. What you actually need, Michelle, is not a mentor, ooh, but a strong womentor.
Oh, I see what you did there. That was good. That was good.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to start with this. I was going to say in my typical pithy, jokey manner, maybe start over at a website, you know, just Google findamentor.com and beyourmentor.com. But it turns out those sites are actually real. Well, one is parked. The other one is actually a real site that you can actually find a mentor on.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. So I think then a second option is tomorrow morning, Michelle, when you wake up and you're brushing your teeth, just take a moment, take a deep breath, look in the mirror and tell yourself that you don't need a stinking mentor. You're good enough, smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like you.
Yeah.
And just call me Stuart. You don't know that reference, do you?
I forgot it. Come on.
Stuart Small.
I'm getting old.
Yeah, you are. Oh, wow. Yeah. So do you have anything else? Because I have more. So I have a third option that is a little bit more solid.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay. Before you go, let's just do this real quick.
Okay.
I did some research on this because I've been a mentor. I've been a mentee. I've been a mentor recently, you know. But there are 10 qualities of a great mentor.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to learn something today.
These are legit. No,
I'm taking notes. I'm taking notes, man.
First one is they need to challenge you.
Good.
Okay. They need to be experienced.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be where you want to be.
Okay.
You know, as far as that, they level yourself up to their level in a sense, right?
Sure.
They need to support you. They need to be a great listener, which you are.
Uh-huh.
They need to be invested in your success.
Oh, yeah.
They need to guide you to the answer, not just give you the answer.
Right.
Provide constructive feedback.
Uh-huh.
Respect you. And they need. And I think the most important one of these 10 is they need to be available.
Oh,
on a timeline wise, like on a weekly or monthly basis to check in, because someone to say I'll be your mentor, they never show up, never be there. Yeah, so you have 2 out of 10, not bad.
Which two?
You're number 5. You're a great listener.
Oh, thank you.
What were
we talking about again?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, actually, I think I missed number 8. Provides constructive feedback.
Oh, I'm terrible at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, but yeah, you know, if you want, I'll share this in the show notes as well. These 10. But
idea.
So those just I want people to realize that the mentor itself, that's what it takes to be a good mentor. That's what you should look for if you're looking for a mentor. As far as where to find one, what other options do you have? And I think you may overlap some of mine as well.
It's possible, but I wanted to focus more on before.
Okay.
Before even looking for a mentor, let's do an exercise.
Okay.
Michelle. Okay. I think a very important first step is learning more about yourself. And I think in order to really match yourself with an appropriate mentor and get the most out of a mentorship relationship, you must reflect on your own mistakes, shortcomings, and weaknesses, and acknowledge that, as is the case with anyone, you have some faults. And how will those faults challenge you in the future? That's the question to ask yourself and kind of meditate on a little bit. Are you perhaps lacking in, say, self-confidence or direction? Are you prone to chasing shiny objects? Or are you too easily discouraged or just inexperienced or even overconfident or undisciplined? Like what challenges do you have? Like think hard and be brutally honest with yourself, looking back on the past. What have you stumbled on? What's kind of held you back? The factors, at least, that come from yourself, not external factors.
Mm-hmm.
And once you really know and understand those factors, I think you will be better equipped to identify people who can possibly help you with them specifically and like get you to where you want to be. Because the second part of that exercise is understanding and defining where you actually want to go. Mm-hmm. It's not as productive to simply just have a mentor to just, I don't know what, encourage you and coach you if there's no, like, if there's no destination.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a solid exercise. It really is. Again, mm-hmm. I'm impressed, man.
Oh, dang, man. Yeah.
I mean, I would never have you as my mentor, but I'm impressed. No, I'm kidding. No, that's good. It's true. And I think from that, once you know those things about yourself, because, you know, I have a couple places that you might consider where to find a mentor. You know, there's one of two ways. If there's someone out there that you think could really help you and has, once you know what you want, you could do either the cold email or warm email, you know, and which just sounds weird, but you could just reach out and ask somebody. If you ideally have a connection, that'd be great. If you don't, then it's a cold email. Warm email is even better. It's an introduction, right? And those can both come from places like Meetup or LinkedIn, surprisingly enough. There's also clarity.com. I mean, I have an account on Clarity and I do some coaching that way. And, you know, some of our friends are in the space that we're in, we do that as WordPress consultants, right? Versus it helps alleviate that whole, hey, can I buy you a coffee conversation, right? Versus, and here's the thing also, mentorship usually and typically doesn't have a financial component. That's consulting.
True.
So mentorship is really just a giving of support and trust and guidance.
Whereas, one of your items in the list was invested in your success.
Right.
But wasn't it?
It is. But the investment means that it's exactly, I want you to do well, but I'm not going to charge you for this because ideally I'm paying it back. You know, someone did this for me, I want to pay it back. Like I'm mentoring a woman right now here in town. I don't get paid for it. You know, I buy my own coffee. We meet like once a month. You know, it's up to the mentee to do the reach out because I'm part of a program called Apex Launch, which leads me to the last couple here. There's coach.me, your local business meetings, Chamber of Commerce, SBDC. And then lastly would be like something on the larger scale of it in the tech industry, like Y Combinator. Like there's those cohort things that they do, you know, startup weeks and weekends where you pitch something. And out of that, you may get either investments or you may get a mentor or both, that kind of thing, right?
Sure.
So right. That's my options to her is, you know, there's plenty of places to find it. It's a matter of, I think this is a great balance that you put out there of before you go looking, know what you want.
Right.
And then my option being, here's a place to go look.
Yeah.
And then know to look for and those kind of things. So again, I'll put this in the show notes. I think this is important enough to share versus that way people can go and look at it again and make sure they have like almost like a checklist.
Yeah, I think the value of a mentor is underrated.
Oh my gosh.
More people should take advantage. Probably, honestly, all of us should have one. How many of us actually do? Not enough.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, it goes back to the days of the apprenticeship almost, right?
To some extent.
You know, there's like in the trades, you know, you have, a mentor is the new version, a newfangled version, if you will, of what was a skilled tradesman with an apprentice. They got experience,
right?
That took you along with you on that ride, right? Then you became a master skilled person. That person became the journeyman. All those things. So,
yeah,
I love this topic.
Right, like the Sith, you know?
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Really? Yes, but true. Yes.
One master and one apprentice. Yes.
Vroom. <It's> all right. Anything else? Do you want to add to this?
No.
Okay.
Next question.
Question number two. Want me to ask it? I can ask it again. I don't mind.
Well, all right. If you're volunteering.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Do you think about blog posts without published dates? Are they okay or annoying? Sent in by Sarah Dunn.
Thanks, Sarah. Interesting question. Yeah. I'm thinking a little bit about how funny it's a little funny to me. Maybe not haha hilarious, but a little funny that the dates of posts are as important as they are. I think this is a reflection of the rate of change that we have become accustomed to. If you think back to pre-internet days, like, were the published dates so important, so prominent? Like, in books, for example, they don't have the date prominently displayed on the front cover. Like, you can usually find it if you want, but it's just not a focal point. And I don't think writers have traditionally been so worried about the fact that weeks after publishing, their content is irrelevant. Right. And they were envisioning filters where people would be selecting only show me results that have been published in the last few months or few weeks. It's wild that this is the point that we are at.
Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying. And I also think similar, but I think truly, if you take a step further back, blogging's a fad, and it needs to be considered a dead art form, like that of my college degree, underwater basket weaving. I mean, blogging today is as relevant as learning Latin. It's great in concept and sounds great at parties, but has no real value. It's better to start a Tumblr account or even a podcast, maybe even a YouTube channel these days. That's where you want to spend time. And don't worry about the dates.
Oh my goodness.
I'm just kidding. Honestly, I'm not a fan of them not having dates.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. I want to know when the content was published, how fresh it is, because world moves by. I speak English good. But the world, I mean, what we do with content, knowledge workers, it does move very quickly and things change so quick. So I do want to know when things, how relevant it is as far as that, the content. I still, when I, you know, you're a big fan of libraries, as am I. I'll go to the library. You know, you see a book. I remember looking inside books, you know, you say, what's the copyright? When was it published? Published on, you know, 2009, 12, whatever it is. Or it does make, I look, maybe I'm just unique that way. But
you are unique in many ways.
Yes, I am. But I would prefer, again, it depends on the type of content. I'm going to go 75-25. 75% of the time, I do want the dates.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Not 100%, but I'll take. I would be okay. 75% of the time, I want the date on that post. Or if there's been an update, you can leave the original date of post if it helps for SEO or whatever your metrics are challenging. But if you want to add content to, say, you know, modified on this date or, you know, edited, whatever it may be, that's fine too. But
yeah,
you know, because you know,
especially
in the WordPress space specifically, if I'm looking something up for a piece of code, it's deprecated. Can I still use a string? Is it? It's, you know, all those things, right? So.
Yeah, totally. I think I agree with you generally. Okay. Like, it seems like most content that I can think of, I do want to have some sense of how, when it was published. But there are types of content where, like, I really don't care, and I don't think much of anybody does.
Right.
There's some content that is just, maybe it's evergreen. Think of people who are just, like, publishing their short stories or their poetry.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Like, this is an expression of their art, and the time really doesn't matter that much, except like maybe looking back to see, oh, how much you've grown in these years.
Right. I mean, case in point, I just went last night on the local, my county website, because I need to know what the cost was or the process to file a DBA. Long story. It doesn't matter when it was published. It's up to date.
Yeah.
Because they have to keep that. You know, here's the rule. Here's what you have to do. It's $26. Great. Send the mail, send a check and the form to this address. Great. I don't care when that was published, you know. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Totally.
Great question. Yeah. Thanks for it, Sarah. Send in more if you have more.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You ready for a segment?
I'm ready.
You jerk.
Flux capacitor.
Oh my gosh. What's your name?
All right, so this week we're doing unordered lists, as you just heard. This is where we give each other a category. We try to come up with as many things in that category as possible within 30 seconds.
That's correct. That is how the game is played.
Right. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I want to go first because I have two options for you, and I want to know whether I'm going to give you the hard one or the easy one.
All right, what I'm giving you is an easy one. So, okay, let me get the timer ready here. Let me turn the volume down on the timer because I know it usually blows out. All right. So, you are an outdoorsy type of person. I see videos and I see snaps from your wife, and you and your daughter, who, by the way, is still adorable. You guys are outside a lot, exploring the world and walking downtown and just checking out life as it is. You go camping, etc. So, with that in mind, name as many types of trees as you can. Ready?
I knew you were going to ask that. Okay. Okay. Larch, oak, maple, scotch pine, white pine, blue spruce, willow, birch, eucalyptus, let's see, hickory, elm, box elder.
I think it's like 13. I think it's like 13 in that range. I don't actually know, but
I got sequoia snuck in.
Okay, you got sequoia. You did. Yeah, because I started. Okay. Wow, that was impressive.
Okay.
That was impressive. I mean, there's...
well, I almost it's almost unfair because you had a long preamble to the question,
yeah,
and
so
as soon as you said outdoors, I said he's going to ask me types of trees, and so I started checklist building in my head.
That's awesome. All right, now I'm scared. What do you got for me?
Okay. I'll give you something easy.
Oh, thanks. What kinds of trees? What kind of bushes?
Just kind of topical to our discussion today. Okay. So I made a joke earlier in the show. Think of a number and then double it.
Okay.
I want you to list in 30 seconds as many non-WordPress site building tools as you can.
Ooh. Okay.
We already acknowledged that there's two gajillion or jagillion or whatever. Okay.
So non-WordPress site builders. Okay, so like the platforms, right?
Yeah, a way to build a website that isn't WordPress.
All right,
ready?
Go. Wix, Squarespace, Weebly, Micro.blog, Drupal, Joomla, Lua. Lua, L-U-A-U-A. So yeah, it's Lua, yeah.
I trust you.
I'm not going to win because I can't. What else? Tumblr? Blogger, Blogspot.
That's the same thing.
TypePad. That's 10. I get 10. Okay. What was a big one I missed? What do you got?
You could have gone with like Shopify. Magento, Ghost.
Oh, I hate this game. Yeah. Yeah, Dustin does too. We always like every time. Oh, I hate that.
I know.
But I wasn't stressed. I did pretty well. I did 10. You win this round, that's for sure, because you had more preamble. That's awesome. Yeah, that was kind of fun. All right, good, good. Let's take us out of here.
Okay, this has been fun. It's been great getting behind the microphone with you again, Adam.
Yeah.
I love it. I love this show, and I am excited about the future episodes that we're going to record. We got a lot of good stuff coming for you, a lot of great questions that we're going to answer, a lot of news we're going to talk about. This industry has been shaken up, and you're going to hear about it first on the Get Options podcast on the weeks that we actually get around to publishing an episode. It's going to be super fun. I thank you for sending in your questions, and we want more of them. We want some really, we want, you know, 2019 questions and 2020 questions and even 2021 questions. Ask us about where we see the industry going in the next couple of years. We want to hear from you. Send questions to questions@getoptionspodcast.com or go to our website and do the things that you can do on there, which is mostly like read show notes and then send us questions via voicemail or contact form. Or I guess, I don't know, you can follow us on the socials or whatever. You could review our podcast on the things
that would
have
be awesome.
Review options. Like, yeah. I don't know, whatever. You can give us money so we can pitch your product or service on this show to all of our loyal listeners who basically buy everything that we pitch. So it's a worthwhile investment.
Totally.
It absolutely is. And don't forget to show up to WCUS and have a coffee on us.
You can find us online, Twitter primarily, at @get_options. Kyle's at Mr. Kyle Maurer. I'm at Hey Adam Silver. SoundCloud, etc. Say goodbye, Kyle.
Bye, Kyle.
Go, Kyle. Go Kyle.
All right, let's start the podcast.
So Moby and the Blue Man Group have nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. On that happy note.